A crucial meeting for the president. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden attending the G20 summit in Indonesia, where he met with leaders from South Korea and Japan Sunday. One of the main topics? Dealing with North Korea's growing threat of deploying nuclear missiles. The president will hold a key meeting on Monday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It will be the first one-on-one meeting between the two. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
While many feel China is America's greatest economic and military threat and rival, the president feels that the fact that this is not the first time he'll be speaking to Xi is an advantage.
I spend more time than any other world leader. I know him well. He knows me.
Among the topics likely to be discussed, Taiwan's independence, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the balance of trade between the U.S. and China.
Back in the U.S., the final midterm races are still being called. On Saturday night, the Democrats maintained control of the Senate with incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win over Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
Republicans are trying to unpack why they lost when expectations were astronomical. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer believes Democrats prevailed because of former President Trump. Some congressional Republicans privately tell Fox they believe the former president dragged the party down in some regions. But other Republicans stand by the former president. Right now, Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes to become House Speaker. That leaves House Republicans scrambling. Some conservatives demand someone besides McCarthy.
Among the races that have not been called yet is the Arizona gubernatorial race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake. A bombing at a busy pedestrian district in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey, killing at least six people and wounding several dozen. Turkish President Erdogan called the blast a treacherous act and said it could be an act of terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Georgia Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker heading to a December 6th runoff. Fox's Charles Watson reports from Atlanta, Georgia.
We've seen both of these candidates really try to tailor their messages enough so that there's a clear distinction between the two. That's what we've been hearing from Walker in interviews and at bus stops around the state, where he's tried to make the case that Warnock is just a rubber stamp for President Biden and responsible for a lot of the issues that we're facing as a country right now, such as inflation and rising crime. And we heard from Warnock at an event with multi-platinum recording artist, rapper Little Baby, where he said that Walker just morally and intellectually is not up to serve the people of Georgia.
King Charles III celebrating Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom, the first time as king. Fox's Kitty Logan reports from London.
Remembrance Sunday is marked every year in the UK to mark Armistice Day. As is tradition, King Charles laid a wreath at the National War Memorial, the Cenotaph, paying tribute to those servicemen and women who lost their lives. The ceremony was also attended by the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, and other members of the royal family.
Superheroes continue to reign at the weekend box office.
A long-awaited Marvel sequel debuts at number one.
Killing him will risk eternal war.
He's coming.
Disney's Black Panther Wakanda Forever opening with $180 million in domestic ticket sales, making it the second biggest opening of the year. Black Adam drops to second place, adding $8.1 million and bringing its domestic total to over $151 million. The romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise rounds out the top three with $6.1 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.